We are here at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference, and with me is Weldon. And Weldon, could you give me your name and where you're from and what your position is with the Cattlemen's Beef Board?
I'm Weldon Nguyen from Arkansas, and I am on the executive committee for the CBB Board, Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the positive things that have been going on in the beef checkoff, some of the of your success stories that we would like to share with cattlemen out there, things that have happened over the last year or so that you're particularly proud of.
Oh, I think that there's many things that's positive. I think our checkoff dollars being spent and spent wisely. I think that we ought to continue with advertising across our country. I think that we ought to be doing more as much as we possibly can in the export market. This is going to make us money down the highway, and that's what I hope we continue to do. Research and development is a big thing with us. All these things are good, and that's what we're spending money for.
Pretty much every cattle producer is an independent businessman, and they know what it means to have to cut costs, to be able to make a dollar stretch as far as they can and do what they can with it. And I think we're seeing that right now with the Cattlemen's Beef Board and how they're spending checkoff dollars as wisely as they possibly can to get as much out of every dollar because there's less of them.
That's true. As a member of the CBB Board, we have to watch every dollar today because of the collections are down. And we're trying to stretch it as far as we possibly can to continue on with the programs that we've got going.
What is that meaning for what you're trying to do out there?
Well, it does impact it, but again, we're going straight to where it's affecting us most and trying our hardest to get the message still out to the people that's there, that's buying this product, and as of today, we're still doing it well.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the advertising that's been done recently. Cattle producers may not see this advertising because they're not the target market necessarily. What is your target market? What are some of the advertising promotional activities that the Beef Checkoff has been doing recently?
Well, we're targeting the young mother. That's where we're going, the family. We're trying to get that point over. We're still advertising in the news media and every week that rolls around in the United States and across the foreign markets.
Mm-hmm. How do you target those particular markets? I mean, is it magazines? Is it television? I know television is expensive, and probably that budget's had to be cut.
It has had to be cut, but we're still news media with magazines and newspapers, and we have lots of radio spots.
Radio, then that's an effective use of our checkoff dollars, is really spreading them a lot thinner by using less expensive media.
That's exactly right, but it's well received. It's well received across the nation. We run half surveys on it. We know what's happening.
What do you think about the results? How are we still seeing consumption increasing, or at least remaining steady?
Yes, it's remaining steady. In fact, it's going to pick up. It's all indications point that it's going to pick up and pick up fairly well before long. Our numbers are down, but you watch consumption. It's going to go up.
Well, Weldon, that's really all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you would like to add that you would like producers out there like yourself to know about what's going on the national level as far as their beef checkoff is concerned?
I think the checkoff has done what it's supposed to do, and it's continuing to do that. And as time goes on, you're going to see it even get better. I'm very positive on what the checkoff dollar is doing for our producers.
Thank you very much, Weldon. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.